gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Jasmine, the dog trainer,
here to answer your training questions, your behavior questions about your pets. We're open to your comments and your questions at 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call. When you call into the network, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Devin Leach.
Thank you, Devin. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There is no better way to bond with your cat than with a special treat. And that special treat is Lickin' Lap by Vitacraft. It's so special that you could get your cats to do almost anything. I have bonded with a feral cat by using this as well. Lickin' Lap by Vitacraft. You can find it at vitacraft.us, at walmart.com, and also you can find it in your stores. Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats that your dog will love. You can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. Don't forget, don't wait any longer. The trip is coming up on October 6th. Tropical Costa Rica. If you haven't been there, I haven't. But you need to book now in order to get seats. And it's with Colette Tours. Give them a call at 800-581-8942. Booking number 1299-885. This is Talkin' Pets. Listening to Talkin' Pets, that is one of the songs from the movie Thunderbolts. I'll tell you about that in just a second. But
she wants to fight me.
So, yeah. So that is one of the songs from Thunderbolts, the movie out there. I'll tell you about that in just a second. But so we had some trauma in the beginning. Jasmine got out of her chair in the studio, and I don't know what it is, but my black cat, Shadow, she has to be in that chair. Whenever there's a guest in, she has to have that chair. So it's tough to get her out of it. So then I got up and scooted her out of it so Jasmine can sit down. And then she ran in the corner and sat in the corner looking at the wall.
She put herself in timeout.
She did. She literally
She's
did.
She's ashamed. She's yep. defeated.
She's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, she jumped in the chair and looked at me and went, girl. Yep.
I'll tell you, she doesn't want to give that chair up during the show. She really doesn't.
And this is not a chair that she sits in when nobody's here.
No.
Okay. She's
very rare.
I walked in and everything was fine.
Because you don't sit in this chair. You sit in that chair.
I'm just saying.
She just has a problem with the people that sit in the chair. She knows that you... She's not stupid. She knows you don't sit in this chair.
And that's the thing. Animals are not stupid.
Yeah.
I think we peg them as being, you know, non-intelligent to a degree or whatever because we eat them. I mean, not to say that we eat the cats and dogs, but, you know, cows.
Like,
and,
wait, well, what?
Some countries do. We don't. But the thing is that at least we don't think we do. But the thing is that they're not unintelligent. I mean, they're very intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
And they could do things that we can't. I'd like to see someone jump as high as my cat can jump.
I can jump as high as your cat can jump.
Or leap from one building to another like a cat can. Okay, or, Spidey Jazz.
Or fight on the top of your pool cage.
Yeah, and fall into my pool. But, yeah. So, anyway, if you are going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top five movies as of last weekend were... So I gotta tell you, the top five movies last week, number one again for the second week is Sinners with Michael B. Jordan. I heard it's amazing. I did not get to screen it, but it's made $147 million in 2 weeks, which is pretty darn good. Especially for Michael B. Jordan, that is kind of blossoming into an A-actor out there. Also, Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. I guess that's it back out into the theaters. It made, well, it basically made $25 million in its opening week, which is amazing for itself. Its total gross was $414 million domestically. Number three, The Accountant 2. I heard good things about this movie, and I didn't get to screen this one either. $32 million it made in its opening week. Minecraft movie, didn't screen that one either. $385 million in 4 weeks, which is absolutely amazing. And Until Dawn, a horror film, was your topping out the five with $11 million on its opening week. I did get to screen two films, actually, and one was Thunderbolts, which you heard the music for that in the beginning. And I will tell you right now, I gave it 4 paws out of 4. The movie is amazing. And I think it's going to make a ton of money. And if it doesn't, I'd be shocked. It's basically bringing out the new Avengers. And it's really done really well. You'll laugh. You'll be excited. It's just, there's some twists and turns in it. Actually, quite a bit. And it's just well done. It's a good movie. So go see it, Thunderbolts. And I also did screen, which is on Prime right now, Another Simple Favor, which is with Blake Lively, Anna Kendrick. And it's kind of funny, kind of not. I gave it 3 out of 4 paws, only because, you know, it's a long movie. It's like 2 hours. But if you've seen the first one, A Simple Favor, then... you'll know what this one's about to a degree. But you don't have to see the first one to understand this one. They explain a lot and so on and so forth. But it's not bad. It's pretty good, actually. And especially if you get to sit on your own couch and watch it on, you know, Prime, then you're all set. I did actually get to enjoy a movie that I watched last night, Death of a Unicorn, which is right up my alley. I love horrors and I love thrillers. And I actually had a great time watching that movie by myself last night. Death of a Unicorn, and Paul Rudd's in it, and it basically about a unicorn that they run over with a truck, and it's not quite dead, and mommy and daddy unicorn come to the savior of it, you might say, but it's not the glitter and stars that you think a unicorn would be.
Oh.
You watch some dark movies.
I do. He's always like, oh, yeah, it's a really good movie. This is horrifying.
I like horror films.
It's this great movie. Someone got hit by a car.
It was a unicorn. Right. So they do exist. They're in this movie. But, you know, the only thing I saw that I didn't like about the movie is sometimes some of the CGI, when the unicorn was, like, running or whatever, just didn't kind of match the way they had it with the unicorn at other times. It just... seemed a little bit off, but I'll tell you, when Daddy Unicorn got mad, ooh, you don't want to be looking at that unicorn.
John, that sounds crazy.
No. That is one unicorn you want to run the other way from. Daddy was not happy. And their horns can do a lot of damage. Anyway, check it out. Death of a Unicorn. Thunderbolts. Another simple favor. You can see the reviews at TalkinPets.com. I post them on there on my website under movie reviews. But you can also check them out on Facebook. I have them on there as well, at Talkin' Pets Radio. This is Talkin' Pets. And this is one of the songs from one of the movies as well. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum. Visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to KahanapaliResort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets every night, golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to KahanapaliResort.com. That's KahanapaliResort.com. The Kahanapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
Last week, the Food and Drug Administration made an announcement that has animal rights activists cheering. According to a release from the FDA, animal testing is being phased out. In the release, the FDA said, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is taking a groundbreaking step to advance public health by replacing animal testing in the development of monoclonal antibody therapies and other drugs with more effective human-relevant methods. The new approach is designed to improve drug safety and accelerate the evaluation process while reducing animal experimentation, lowering research and development costs, and ultimately drug prices. The FDA's animal testing requirement will be reduced or possibly replaced with AI-based computational methods of toxicity and cell lines and organoid toxicity testing in laboratory setting. FDA Commissioner Martin A. McCarry said, by leveraging AI-based computational modeling, human organ model-based lab testing, and real-world human data, we can get safer treatments to patients faster and more reliably while also reducing R&D costs and drug prices. It is a win-win for public health and ethics. Kathy, PETA Senior Vice President, said, PETA applauds the FDA's decision to stop harming animals and adopt human-relevant testing strategies for evaluating antibody therapies. Unnecessary, painful animal testing has caused emotional distress to animal lovers for decades. While some testing may have been deemed necessary, other animal experiments seem to be nothing more than outright cruelty. The FDA's recent announcement is an excellent step in the right direction. These and other stories and petitions can be found at www.animalvictory.org. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio reporting. I am Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Even Lady Gaga said applause. That's a good story. Nice to see that they're moving away from the animal testing and have other means of doing it, especially with AI now. Which I don't know if you saw the news one day where the Department of Education woman, she was doing an interview and she kept calling AI. She was calling it A1.
Yes, A1 sauce.
I was like, dying.
Yeah, like really? You come on.
I know. Anyway.
Come on. That's ridiculous.
But AI has come a long way, and I don't even understand it myself, actually. But I know not to call it A1.
Can I get some AI for my steak?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, did you hear about this new technology called A1? Anyway, but it's nice to see that. I mean, there's definitely other means that they can, you know, work to get...
Absolutely.
To be a conspiratist, which I am to a degree, I think they have cures for a lot of different things out there.
I believe
They just don't put them out because of the fact that it's what makes the economy go around and keeps population control going. But again, conspiracy. But to move away from animals is a good thing. That's not conspiracy.
Yes.
So
let the games begin.
So this is Name That Animal Sound. If you can name what animal this is, we'll set you up with a prize. You can go with Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or Purr Sticks for your cats. Or you could go with from Good Pets Foods. We have the samples of Daily Probiotic, Hip and Joint, and the Multivitamin. They're treat supplements for your dogs. We have a cat book and dog book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. They're brand new, just came out. And also we have a collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets and a bracelet of dogs. Devin, what do you got over there?
Oh, I have socks for the kids in the room. And then I have a harness that are both for small dogs like chihuahuas.
Okay, so small dogs. Or the cats could actually, if you can get them on your cat.
Well, how would you put socks on your cat?
I think it'd be hysterical. I'm going to try it on Shadow one time.
Shadow will hurt herself freaking out.
I don't know. She's pretty good with me.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. We'll see. But anyway, this is the sound.
That's Shadow when she doesn't want to get out of the chair.
Pretty much.
That's Shadow and Jasmine going at it.
So, what creature makes that sound? If you know what animal makes that sound, give us a call at 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. That is the number to call if you know. I'll give you a hint. Just... a hint might be, like, to say if Jasmine dated a younger guy, what would they call her?
John, I almost spit coffee all over your desk.
818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. What type of creature is that? We gave you a hint, and you heard the sound, and you can get a prize. 818-818-6401.
Why is it so hot in here?
Why are you turning red, Jasmine?
Because this coffee is very strong.
It has gotten warm, hasn't it?
Huh?
It has gotten warm, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's hot in here.
818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call if you know what creature that is, and we'll set you up with a prize.
Now we have 30 minutes until the Kentucky Derby runs.
Yeah, that's coming around, too, so... stay tuned for that. Hopefully we'll get the results on that one. So, but I wanted to ask you in regards to having, well, obviously it's a cat and it's a big cat. But if you've got a small cat in your house, have you had to train a dog with a cat in your house?
Yeah.
So yes. Do you have to train the cat at all or just the dog?
You have to train both. But, I mean, I'm a dog trainer, so I'm working with the dog. Usually it's the dog harassing the cat, but sometimes it's the cat instigating.
I look at
Shadow. Would be the instigator. Probably. If you brought a dog in the house, she would get the dog in trouble.
I think she probably would.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's why I don't have a dog, is because my cats rule.
One of my clients has a black cat that will knock stuff off of the counter and give it to the dog. The dog chews it. The dog gets in trouble.
So, there are techniques that actually work with the cat in the house if you're going to bring a dog in. Do you recommend having a small dog, like a puppy, if you've got the cat already in the house? Or
yeah, it's usually easier for them to get used to one another if the cat can kind of boss the dog around.
818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call. That sound is out there. 818-818-6401. If an older woman dated a younger guy, they're sometimes called this. What is it?
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver?
Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
Oh, the shark had pretty teeth, dear. And he shows them pearly white.
It's another Talking Pets with John Patch Rewind. And just who was John's special guest this time?
And I want to welcome onto the program right now Marcus Dryman, a shark scientist. Dr. Marcus, I presume?
Sure, Dr. Marcus is fine.
Come on, John, just when I thought it was safe to turn on my radio.
That's got to be frightening. I know for me, I'm old enough to remember when Jaws came out, you know, scared the bejeebies out of me of even going in my swimming pool. Okay, so here's a question, too. If a shark bumps you in the water...
But if that happens to me, then I just make my way back to the beach and I stay out of the water for the rest of that day.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the rest of the day and day and day and day.
We're probably going to go back.
Okay, but can I bring my bling to the beach?
Flash from a metal object, a quick flash of light from a metal object, mimics the natural kind of flashing of a light on the scale of a fish. So if a shark was in the water near you and you had the sun shining off of a shiny piece of jewelry, a shark might mistake that for a normal type of bait fish that it would pursue, and, you know, you might end up getting a little nip.
And that shark bites with his teeth here. Scarlet billows, they begin to spread.
Ooh, I almost got nipped. I was in the water and I had my ring on, my engagement ring, and there was a shark in the water, and I saw it. It didn't get anywhere. It was close to me, but not close enough. It didn't bite me or anything. But it, like, swam. I've never swam back to shore faster. I don't think I even knew I could swim that fast. I'm so scared.
Would you say it's safer to go in more shallow water or to go out further in the water?
Truth of the matter is, you know, sharks occupy most of the waters of our entire planet.
So what are you supposed to do if you see a shark in the water and you're in the water with it?
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, and I think the answer is different for everybody, right? As a kid, I would stay there and check it out, you know. But my general advice is, if you see a shark in the water and you're uncomfortable, just slowly make your way either to the boat or back to the beach.
I know one guy jumped into the canal for a swim and he jumped right into a shark.
This has been another Talking Pets Rewind. Join us at TalkingPets.com on Facebook. I'm Gino Sassani.
I really appreciate it. It was enlightening, and I'm sure a lot of people are either going to go in the water or maybe they're going to stay out of the water. But they got some good tips out of you. You're a fascinating man, I got to tell you, and I'm looking forward to watching Shark Beach with Anthony Mackie, Gulf Coast, and you being on it. Depredation. Could you let the audience know what that is?
You realize that something has bitten your speckled trout in half. That is what depredation is.
What's the fin on your back part of the deal?
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
I'm Devin Leach.
We're going to go out to Hawaii, and we're going to speak with Deidre. Hi, Deidre.
Yeah.
How are
Aloha.
You?
Aloha.
Aloha.
I'm good. How are you?
Where are you in Hawaii?
I live on Haleiwa, in Haleiwa, on the north shore of Oahu.
Oh, wow. Do you want a roommate?
I know. Everyone always asks that. I'm in California right now visiting my dad. And I'll be headed back home Tuesday.
Oh, I love Hawaii. I've been there twice, and absolutely, I fell in love with the Big Island, Hilo.
Yep.
It blew my mind. I was there for the Dolphins' birthday. We did a big event, and I was there with a bunch of celebrities and sports people and everything. And
I was the one or two radio guys that they invited that year, and I took a Jeep and I went around the entire island, and they told me for 24 climates, there's 23 on that island. It was just breathtaking. So I envy you on, I envy you on Hawaii. That's amazing. So I have
thank you.
I have a feeling you might know the answer.
It's a guess.
What creature makes that sound?
I'm guessing a cougar.
A cougar.
Yeah, not a map line, but a cougar.
Congratulations. Did you know it by the hint, or did you know it by the sound?
I knew it by the sound. My sister takes me every time I come to California, because we don't have anything like that in Hawaii. We go hiking, there's nothing out there. But you guys have mountain lions that sound like cougars. And or can be a cougar and all kinds of crazy stuff. So
that's true.
And then when you gave the hint, I felt very confident. So I pulled over and I called.
He's bullying me. Help! I'm turning 40 this month, and he's bullying me.
She's hitting that mountain. Yep, the big 4-0.
Hit that mountain.
Whoa! Those are good years.
So, Deidre, what do you think you want to go with? Cat treats we had, from Vitacraft. We had the dog treats and Good Pets Foods. We have books on cats or dogs from Chicken Soup for the Soul. I've got a collapsible water bowl, a bracelet on dogs. We have little booties for, socks for a cat or for a small dog.
I'm a big dog person. I have 3 dogs in Hawaii, and I take care of some here. So anything doggy?
Do you like to read, or do you want the... You do like to read. So the Chicken Soup for the Soul, I've got that book. I can send you that.
Perfect. Love it.
Sounds good. You like them. They're like short stories that you can read, so you don't got to sit there and read the whole book at one time. You can actually read a couple stories.
Yeah, mahalo. That's wonderful. Thank you.
And I'll see you in Hawaii. Do I need to bring a lot of furniture or just bring my clothes?
No, just your bathing suit.
There you go. Do I need to wear one?
Some places, some not. If you want to ride in a canoe, I'll give you a ride in a canoe.
Sounds like a plan. Thanks, Deidre. Stay on the line and speak with Sydney. We'll get your address and ship that out to you, the Chicken Soup for the Soul on Dogs. That's Deidre out there in Hawaii. That's amazing.
Yes. Thank you for calling.
This is an appropriate story. But this one's out of Australia. Tourist Nash Kaur admits he felt some fear when he and his 11-year-old son waded into the ocean off the Australian coast to help rescue a 10-foot great white shark stranded in shallow water. 3 local men managed to return the distressed animal from a sandbank into deeper water after an almost hour-long rescue effort near the coastal town of Ardronson in the state of South Australia. It was either sick or just tired, said Kaur, who was visiting with his family from Gold Coast in the state of Queensland. We definitely got it into some deeper water, so hopefully it's swimming still. The unusual human-shark interaction occurred while Kaur was traveling around Australia with his wife, Ash Kaur, and their sons, Parker and Lennox. Nash Kaur used his drone to shoot video of the shark before he and Parker decided to help the trio who were struggling to move the shark into deeper water. To be honest, I did have some thoughts about what am I going out there for? Mm-hmm. As we were going out, my young son Parker turned to me and said, "My heart's pounding." "Yeah, mine's beating pretty fast too," Kaur said. The 3 men had used crab rakes and garden rake-like tools for digging small crabs from sand to move the shark into deeper water by the time the father and son arrived. Kaur said he decided against pushing the shark himself. You think? They got into it, deeper water, where I thought it was probably not a good idea to go any further. "That's its territory, and I'll stay back," he said. Kaur said the rescuers later told him they'd never seen a beached shark before. And I really don't hear of too many myself. Now, Makerere University wildlife scientist Vanessa Parati said while shark strandings were not common,
they were becoming more visible through social media. There could be a number of reasons why marine animals like sharks might strand, including illness and injury. The shark could also have chased prey into the shallows. If you see something like this, human safety comes first and foremost, she said. You can contact environmental authorities who will get someone appropriate to come and assist. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch. There's a song for everything.
I see. I see. That's an interesting song.
So it's like, would you go out there and push that thing back into the water?
I mean, John, you really have to ask me that.
I mean, well, you want to make 41, don't you?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've seen sharks while I've been swimming. I've, you know, had them come by.
Yeah.
Scary. But most people don't realize the fact that when you're out there swimming, you're surrounded by sharks most of the time that you're out there.
Mm-hmm.
But beaching of sharks, I've worked with a lot of different organizations, and you don't really see sharks that beach. But after what's going on in California right now, with all the beaching of the dolphins and the sea lions and all, it makes you think that now it's affecting sharks as well, that the waters are becoming acidic because the glaciers and the ice caps, everything's melting and just flowing into the oceans, and it's no longer the salt water. It's taking that out, making it difficult for sea life, for marine life.
Mm-hmm.
And that causes like an algae. The algae chokes off the oxygen for them, and it also creates issues for the animals and ends up killing them.
That's sad.
In California, there was, I think, thousands of beached dolphins and sea lions.
Oh, I'd cry.
They showed one on the news, and I was like, oh, please turn it off. I mean, I talked to my brother. He's an environmentalist, environmental ed, and I said to him, we were talking about it, I said, you know, the news, you know, they had that on there, and here's a dying sea lion right behind this woman as she's doing her report. I mean, I don't think I'd have to be helping that sea lion somehow.
Right.
But the problem was is that they had a hard time saving dolphins because what they did with the sea lions is they're able to flush out this toxic element out of the sea lion somehow easier
mm-hmm.
than they can with dolphins. So they lost a lot of dolphins.
Oh.
And they found it easier to save more sea lions because of the fact that they had the capabilities of doing that. And
mm-hmm.
you got to figure, too, sea lions are not in the water all the
right.
time.
Right, yeah.
You know, dolphins are. So that makes it a little bit more difficult.
They don't have gills.
Yeah. So it's just sad what we're doing to our planet, and something needs
to
change.
We're destroying it.
So, you know, and we all can't live with Deidre. Like, when I move in, there's not going to be enough room. It's just going to be her and I.
Well, I am pint-sized, so I can...
I know, Devin, you want to come along? We can all just, like, canoe over to Hawaii.
I can fit in a large suitcase, John.
And could you imagine we knock on her door. Hi, Deidre, we're here. She'd be like, who are you?
That's how we show up on the FBI wanted.
We're ready exactly. for you. We're ready for you to adopt us.
Yeah. I like Devin's comment. His little FBI comment.
Oh, we'll end up on the watch list.
Yeah.
We're just kidding.
Well, putting you in a suitcase would be the start.
Oh.
And then showing up at a random person's house.
Oh, yeah. I guess that makes us look weird, doesn't it?
I don't know. I mean, it would be kind of like... that would be Deidre. She'd be like, leave! Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call. We're open to your questions on training or behavior, your comments, your stories, whatever you may have for us. We are open to it. This is your show as well as ours. 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets. Maybe it's late, you can call.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet. Fresh asparagus. Hollandaise on the side. A filet. Medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare. Close your eyes and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
A man who allegedly abused dogs that people paid him to train is facing jail time after pleading no contest to two charges of first-degree animal neglect, court records show. In 2022, the Roseburg Police Department began investigating multiple complaints against Hayden Dorsey, 45. Multiple dog owners reported their dogs had been abused by Dorsey, who was operating a dog training business. Several dog owners shared stories of serious injuries their dogs had allegedly suffered while in Dorsey's care, including stomach ruptures, infections, and other abuse. According to court records, Dorsey was arraigned on five charges of first-degree animal neglect on January 25, 2023. Court documents show that on April 30, 2025, Dorsey pled no contest to two charges of animal neglect, and the other three were dismissed. Dorsey was sentenced to 113 days in the Douglas County Jail and 18 months of bench probation. He has also been prohibited from possessing a dog for 5 years, and a separate charge of trespassing was dismissed as part of a plea deal. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Devin Leach.
That's right. Lock him up and throw away the key. So, for all you horse lovers out there that like racing, the Derby, I guess, is just starting, and it doesn't look great. It's raining.
Oh, it's
raining. And it looks like these horses are going to be running in mud, which, that scares me. You know, mm-hmm. you read a story earlier with Kathy Guermo from PETA. And Kathy came on a week or two ago and talked about horse racing. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like she was bashing horse racing. She was talking about the aspect of taking care of the animals.
Right.
And doing what's best for them. It's tough for horses to run on the dirt that they have without the possibilities of injuring themselves. But I would imagine running in mud would be 100 times worse.
Yeah. They can slip.
So But I guess they're going through with the race. I just hope the horses are going to be okay. I love horses. I think they're one of the most majestic and gorgeous creatures on this planet.
I've always wanted one. They're so beautiful.
And we did actually. Oh, that was a nice scene.
Yeah, I know.
One of them pooped while I was, you know, walking to the gate.
He's nervous.
Yeah, how to go? Want to go before you run? That's for sure. Won't be that.
So apparently, Google says the major issue with horses running in deep mud, it causes soft tissue damage.
Yeah, not a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know, they shoot horses, don't they? And you know, the thing is, you break a leg. You know, it's sad because you know these horses are, and there's tons of them out there. I don't know how many horses there are in this race, but it looks like.
I got the list.
Looks like a funeral possession.
19 horses.
Wow, that's a lot of horses.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that, you know, they damage those legs. And, you know, Kathy did tell us.
Their career's over.
Right. And then people don't want to keep them around and feed them at the expense of taking care of them.
People rescue them, though. They'll adopt them.
Some do. Some don't. Some of them end up in Mexico and other countries, and they eat them. They use them for food.
Wait. No.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, did you ever watch the dog races? I never watched a dog race in person. I've seen it on TV once.
I didn't want to support it.
No, and I didn't either.
I used to go as a kid.
But they stopped those. But the thing is, if the dog didn't perform, they found out that the owners sometimes shot the dogs and buried them there on the grounds.
Wow.
It was just amazing. But this is a true fact with some of the horses as well. And like Kathy told us, you know, a lot of the horses aren't left in corrals to feed or run or have that space. A lot of them are kept in stables, so they don't get to go out and eat grass.
Yeah.
And be around the other horses for companionship.
Life.
It really is.
Because they're not pets. They're
right.
Possessions.
It's a big animal.
Yeah.
I know we had one time on the show many, many moons ago a woman that lived with a horse in her house.
That would be me.
Yeah. I mean,
that would be me.
This house, like.
We'd be having breakfast.
It wasn't a huge house. It wasn't like a mansion.
Are you joking on your coffee?
Yes. Yes. But horses are so gorgeous.
They are. They're so cute.
My friend William trains them, and he does a lot of work with horses and all. And great job.
I want one of those miniature ponies that you can, like, you can teach them to poop in a bucket in your house, like a potty. It's a horse potty.
A monkey, a pony. What else do you want?
A tiger, a giraffe.
What about a cougar?
You're the...
Yes. No. Listen. Hear me out. No.
She's turning 40.
A panther. Because can you imagine breaking into somebody's house and they have a guard panther?
You've got, like, one right here. Shadow, my black cat. She is like a panther.
She's not big enough.
You don't want...
I don't know. I've heard
lot.
Her mess up some people.
Yeah. So. Huh? Actually, she has.
Yeah, I know.
She did attack somebody.
Yeah.
But
I mean, can you imagine, like, if I trained a panther to guard my house?
I want to give a rebuttal on that one. She attacked somebody because she thought...
He was an intruder.
Was an intruder and hurting me.
Yeah.
And that was amazing, actually, what she did.
So basically a Florida
panther. I couldn't condemn her for that because of the fact that she had no idea who this person was that came in the back door of my house. But back on your panthers and stuff,
that's just like, get out.
The worst idea in the world is to have exotics in your house.
Why?
Because I've worked with so many organizations, and Tippi Hedren, you know, from the birds and everything, she's got Shambhala Preserve, and she's got tigers, and she's got lions there. And these are ones that were used by drug lords and everything like that to protect their, you know, their drugs.
Or ones that
grew up from cubs and grew up in a house and then ended up biting a child's arm off. They're wild animals.
I don't have any children.
The wild instinct, it will bite your arm off. Look at Siegfried and Roy. They worked with the white tigers for so long.
They were not nice to their tigers. They were abusing them.
That's not what I heard.
They were forcing them to perform. Like,
well, they are. I mean, they did have them out there to perform, and I agree with that.
Yeah.
But just for what I understand, just the noise of somebody dropping something, which triggered one tiger. If that's
don't
in your
drop
house,
anything in my house,
I would not be in your house. If there's a big wild cat in your house, and you might think it's tame because it grew up with you, but anything can trigger those animals. And you see a lot of videos where people, you know, there's a couple I've seen where guys, you know, hang out with these lions that...
Yeah. Okay,
you know,
what about a hyena?
No.
There's so much...
I'd rather you live with a horse.
Okay, so the horse doesn't sound so bad then, right?
The horse would be better.
Okay.
At least it's domesticated. So... Oh, well. That's so long farewell to anybody who has an idea of having an exotic in their house. From myself, John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
I'm Devin Leach.
I'll sick Tippi Hedren on you. So, hey, don't forget, spay and neuter your pets, help control the pet population. We'll talk to you again in another hour of Talking Pets.
So long, farewell, our leaders and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.